But then on the flip side, you want them to act great in public. We're going to be in shape today. Mom, I love you, but you done broke curfew. Mom, I love you, but you out cursing. Mom, I love you, but you wearing your pants way down here. Mom, I love you, but you mistreating other girls. Mom, I love you, but you not even turning your homework in. You just doing what you want to do at school. Mom, I love you. You didn't tell the coach where he can go. Mom, I love you, but you just got finished arguing back with me. Mom, I love you. You see that? What kind of love are you talking about? You're going to be in shape today? So honor your mom. That's scripture, by the way. And if you just do that part, God can do all the other things in your life. If you do that part alone, you might be messing up over here and you might slip up and say a cuss word over here. But over here, you honoring your mother, you doing right and this and that and the other and a third. Guess what's going to happen? All this blessing that you have opened up is going to kick out that one cuss word a week in your life. And now you'll find yourself not cursing at all because you didn't honor your mother. Right? So let's say, for instance, you're not honoring your mom. And then you want this area over here to be blessed and you want this, and that, it ain't gonna work. It's not designed to work. It's not designed to work. If I'm not a steward over my wife, then I can't have the fine things of life because we union, we one. Amen? Now, I'm done. Young people, I'm passionate about young people. Is there any questions that you may wanna ask? I told you, I'm going to do it a little bit different. I preach like I preach. I don't know what to tell you. Young people, I need one young person to ask me one question. Who bold enough? One question about the message. One question about the message. Mr. AJ, what I do in this type of situation? What I do when I need to do this with my mom or this and that? I need one person to ask me something that you learned or ask me something that you want to know about the message. What? I need young people to understand that when lessons are being taught, you have to grab them and apply them. The Bible said, don't just be a hearer of the word. You're just hearing, but then you're doing the opposite. What? One young person? Bold. I need somebody bold. One young person. One young person. No one bold enough to ask me a question? Go ahead. In an auction, if your hand moved, that means you bought something. So your hand moved. Justice. Come on, stand up. Ask your question. Come on. Hurry up, Cletus. Shall I walk? Come on, stand. Stand. What's your question? Or tell us what you learned out of the message. Better yet. Okay. Right. Right, 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 right. 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 Gotcha. Most definitely. Proud of you. Proud of you. Clap it up for her. Clap it up for her. All right. I am consistent on learning to hear God's voice and doing what he tell me to do. Okay? That's my goal, right? So when I did that, I wanted to know, was anybody going to be bold enough and to do that, and a blessing come behind it, right? A blessing, y'all don't know that. Y'all didn't know that. Blessing come behind it. Because if I would have told you guys the blessing before I asked for this, then I'd have had two or three young people standing up, okay? So I know this is not much justice, right? I know this is not much, but I got you $50 in groceries this week, you know what I mean? $50, not $50 go in your pocket so you can do whatever. I got $50 so I can help in the area of a mother, right? So when we get done and we dismiss church and you find me, Find me because the boss got stuff to do. But when you find me, I need to know what the need is for you and yours. And I'm going to make sure you get 50 of groceries in that department. Is that cool? Amen. Okay, clap it up for her. I mean, God worked like that, man. You know what I mean? God worked like that. God is so God that you don't know what he's going to do, but you have to be prepared to be a steward of his word and just yield. It don't take much to yield. If I said, man, whoever give me some information, I'm going to give y'all $100. Man, how many people going to stand up? Man, I had to set some of y'all grown adults down, man. Come on now. I'll be paying myself because I want the 100. You know what I mean? Amen. Give it up for Bishop. Thank you, guys. Thank the boss for reading for me. I'm getting to the bishop. Boss. Okay, go ahead. Hey, boss. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, I know the show's going on.
Right.
But, like, how does that look like for husbands, for fathers, regardless of moms, but, like, how mm-hmm. does that look in enforcing the respect of the mother? Because mm-hmm.
Right, right. And that's a good point. And the reason why I express that the most, that they obey and they love and they honor and they mom, they with the mom the most, right? Now, us as fathers, us as men, our voice get deep and we demand and we say stuff. We'll get firm, man. We'll snatch you up off the ground, this and that and the other. But I want to teach that, hey, you don't have to be like that. But if you honor your mother, long life you'll get. But also, it's kind of, if you ain't got a very great father figure to sit down and create those things, then the boys can really reject that because it's mama. But when they know how I feel about mama, then they're receptive to what I'm asking. And they'll be more receptive of trying these things. And then they realize that, oh, man, it ain't as bad as I thought. So it can be a challenge, but also at the same time, I don't have to worry about them obeying me. I need them obeying her. Because, Jay, I'm going to get a report. Did y'all hear me say that earlier? Mama going to give me a report. Your son, your boys, or your daughter, okay? So they will be so easy to disregard their mama because they think they can, you know, I mean, that's just mama. You know, and she might be soft or she might not mean what she said because she said, no offense, mothers, y'all repeat yourself 32 times, I'm going to get you this and this and this. Sammy, if you tell your boy or your kids that you better stop, what you mean? Or what? I mean, you finna tell them 32 times? Pop Morgan, are you finna tell them 32 times? Man, see, we don't, no. And see, mothers, they have a little leniency because they are so giving. You know, nothing bad about that, but I need them to understand and respect the mother's role. And if they can respect the mother's role, then they don't have no problem about respecting daddy's. But it is kind of a pull to get them to understand that. But you gotta stick with it. Make sense? Did that answer your question?